Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This is Rebecca Turner, and thank you for listening to the Good Things Podcast here on Super Talk Mississippi.
It's Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
You're listening to Good Things with Rebecca Turner.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and things to do. Now, here's Rebecca.
Good afternoon, Super Talk Mississippi. You're tuned into your radio happy hour. That's the Good Things. I'm your host, Rebecca Turner. Don't forget, you can listen to Good Things. We are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Super Talk Mississippi app. And of course, you can always find us too on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station. And don't forget to watch us. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Super Talk TV. I figured we would kick off this Monday with some good headlines coming out over the weekend. First off, you got your newly crowned Miss Mississippi, Miss Becky Williams. She's actually going to be joining us later here on Good Things. You can stick around for that. But a wonderful show and showcase of all the girls' talents and all the things from across the state there in Vicksburg over the weekend. But one that caught my attention, Rhino, as I was sitting on my back porch just sort of chillaxing, not doing much, and watching all those track and field athletes really give it their all in the heat for the NCAA championships were the women of Ole Miss. My goodness. Fast and furious, I think would be the way to sort of describe them. One name that's coming out of that is Miss Mackenzie Long. I was so proud that I got to see her come across for her third. Well, it was in the 200 meter that she came across and won and was able to actually watch that and then get a little bit more connected into her story and how the day had sort of unfolded for her and her teammates there on the 4x100 relay and just the fact that, you know, she's had a tough year and she wished her mom was there and all things. And it was everything you wanted it to be, kind of like in a sports story, and the fact that it hit home here in Mississippi. I'm like on my back porch, like getting a little teary-eyed, not really sure about the sport of track and field other than I know that they run and they run fast. And she ran hecka fast and really made a name for Ole Miss, but obviously for herself. Rhino, when's the last time you ran 100 meters?
It's been a while.
But it's not that far, right?
No.
Like you would say, most able-bodied people right now listening to Good Things, you could get up, you could at least walk or cross 100 meters, even 200 meters. Now, I know they have like the 5K and some other things, and that's getting a little out there. And you would think, I can do that in a reasonable amount of time. Even if I'm huffing and puffing, I can put out some effort. But when you realize that she did it in 10.82 seconds...
That's moving.
Like, you can hold your breath for 10 seconds. That's not hard. Like, that is how short of a time 10 seconds is. Most of us could just hold our breath for that long as well. And she clears 100 meters. Like, that is absolutely insane to me. Like, if you blink, you miss it. So I got to watch her do the 200-meter one there in terms of watching it on TV. And, two, that 21.83 seconds that gave her the win was just insane. If you've ever ran 200 meters, you can kind of get an idea for that. And then the team together, the ladies, did a scorching 42.34 seconds to run their first outdoor relay title in program history for the men or the women. And so she was also a part of that. So I think track and field's cool. I don't think she made it. She missed it. And there were several in the NCAA championships, not just from Ole Miss, that like missed the Olympic qualifying times by like point nothing. Like, I mean, can you even call it like a time? Like, and that would even, like, that's even longer. Like, I'm trying to be like, you can't even whistle. Like, just like that's how, like, if you just went faster, like, you would have made your cut to the Olympics. But they do have one more opportunity with the Olympic trials coming up. However, when you see the amount of effort they put into every race, you really hate that they're going to have to do it, you know, one more time. I think those sports that just get down to the tenths of a second to me are just really interesting to watch. But we'll have a Mississippi connection to watch in the 2024 Paris Olympics. So this is Mr. Barnabas. I'm not going to try to butcher his last name, but he is a freshman sprinter from William Carey's track and field, and he actually will get to represent his nation of Ghana in the 2024 Olympics. So even though that's not America, we're still connected. It's like, basically, you know, he's a cousin now. And so he just I will be looking for that name. And, you know, assuming he's not running against, you know, go team. Like, and so I'll be happy for everybody involved. If an American wins, great. If he wins, even not even better. But also, that would be really fun to watch, too. Interesting, though. So his 100 meter is what got him there. He broke the previous record of 10.8 seconds, and his time for the 100 meters was 10.01 seconds. And so Miss McKenzie did it in 10.82 seconds. So again, if they were racing side by side, it would have been that he would have come across the finish line. It wouldn't have been a photo finish, but it would have been like really close. Like, they would have still been on each other's heels.
Well, I mean, think about it this way. You're talking about less than a second.
Yes.
Like 7/8 tenths of a second. So let's do the math here. One Mississippi. That's five syllables.
I love how you're breaking it down.
Usually associated with a second.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's eight for a nice round number, that's four syllables of one Mississippi. So it's one Mississippi. And that's the difference.
I'd like to see them go off together. That would be great. But I also would like to see Mackenzie Long and any of those other ladies also be able to make it to the 2024 Paris Olympics. That would be cool. But however, we've already got Barnabas. He's going to be there. Go team. We'll be watching for that. And Jeff in Pontotoc reminds us that the Ole Miss men won the national championship in shot put also this past weekend. So just lots of good things happening over the weekend. If we missed anybody out there doing something great, you can let us know on the C Spire text line, 601-879-4395. Happy to share that as well. This wasn't this past weekend. It was a couple of days ago, but we had Jackson Prep's Connor Griffin was named Gatorade's National Baseball Player of the Year. So I thought that was pretty cool that Mississippi was on the map for that. And yes, I know Sports Talk Mississippi comes up next, but hey, these are fun headlines that I think represent our state.
They're still good things.
And they're still very, very, very good things. And it gets me very, very, very excited for the upcoming Olympics and recognizing how hot it's going to be for all those individuals out there with cross country. And sad that, like, so many of them. We were talking about the trials are coming up, I think, mid-June. If it's not next week, it's the next week that when it all starts. And then to have to wait that close to the actual opening ceremonies, which is, I think, the end of July. So you're talking about wondering if you will make the Olympics. You make the Olympics, and then you go in, like, 3 weeks, where other sports have months that you know that maybe you've made the Olympic team. For other sports, it's weeks. Like, I know swimming trials. I know we have a native Mississippian who will, a female. Her name is escaping me, but she's from Central Mississippi. She will be going up for Olympic trials this year for swimming. So I think that'll be something to watch for, too. Again, if you know another Mississippian that's headed out for trials or headed to the Olympics, gosh, we would love to know about that to be able to put on our board or bingo card, not that we have one, and then also to be able to follow along with that as it comes up, because it's coming up quick, fast, and in a hurry. Did you see any good headlines over the weekend, Rhino? Anything exciting happen your way?
Not in particular. I mean, yesterday was a wild and wacky day for motorsport fans.
Okay.
You got started with the Canadian Grand Prix in Formula One, where it was wet and wild and wacky with rain to start the race, and then it went away. And whenever you have wet conditions and race cars, that's a recipe for entertainment. And then Indy was at Road America doing IndyCar stuff, and that was all kinds of crazy. And then you had NASCAR, where it was just bumper cars at turn 11 for half the race. So, yeah, it was pretty much any time you turned around, there was another race going on, and there was lots of crashing.
Lots of crashing. Well, I'm glad that wasn't. That's not necessarily a good thing. But someone did share that Belhaven softball made the Division III World Series and advanced all the way to the National Championship Series, which is a very good thing for our state. So what's their mascot? Go team. But go Belhaven softball. Man, for those of you who are wrapping up your weekends at the ball field when it comes to like tournament ball.
Tournament.
It's hot. So God bless you guys. That's what all I was trying to get out. And I think a lot of the major tournaments, see, if I say it fast, I can say it, wrapped up this weekend. And many of you are grateful because that is a hot weekend at the ball field. But congratulations to all the Mississippians showing up and showing out. You guys stick with us. We got some more good stories to share with you coming up next.
Making your afternoon just a little brighter. It's Good Things with Rebecca Turner on Super Talk Mississippi.
Welcome back to Good Things. We are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from the Supertalk Mississippi app. We hope you've downloaded that. You can always find us, too, on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station. And don't forget to watch us. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Supertalk TV. Today we get to shine light on a really cool thing that happened at the University of Mississippi. Not just the fact that track and field took all the wins this past weekend, but they are up to some good things, too, when it comes to securing some scholarships. And so we've got Trey Skelton. He is with the School of Applied Sciences, but there's a scholarship that's honoring one of the local chefs there, John Currents, and they are helping students in the Nutrition and Hospitality Management program, which as a dietitian, Trey, just sort of makes my heart flutter just a little bit. So welcome.
Thanks for having me.
First off, were you watching this weekend? Did you watch Mackenzie Long and the girls crush it and the boys do their thing in the shot put?
I did watch it.
Yeah.
They're killing it.
Absolutely, they are. Well, there's a lot of other good things going on campus, too. So this is in your neck of the woods with the School of Applied Sciences, but specifically with the Nutrition and Hospitality Management Program. So how did this get started? How did the idea of starting a scholarship to benefit those students in the name of John Currents come about?
So I have to give my first shout out to Chef Kelly English. He's a chef, alumni, big advocate for the university. He has Second Line and Restaurant Iris in Memphis. Mm-hmm. And he came up working under John and learning from John and their friends. And he is the one who really kick-started it and realized that need to recognize John and get him involved in our program.
Because, obviously, part of what the Nutrition and Hospitality Management Program is introducing students to the next level for careers, whether it's not all go out to be chefs, not all, and even though that's not what you think of in terms of dietitians, I still had to take those classes because you still have to learn to, like, run restaurants, how kitchens work, safety, the business side of it, you know, sort of all of those things kind of wrapped in, and it's still a big part and a big deal industry of having qualified people in that. So in terms around Oxford, do people know Chef Currents? Like, does he have restaurants, or in terms of locally, how is he connected to the community of Oxford?
Yes, so Chef Currents has been a culinary icon, a big reason of why Oxford is thought of as a culinary destination. He moved there in 1992 and opened up City Grocery. And from there, he's just continued to build, and he has opened up Bouret, Snack Bar, and Big Bad Breakfast. And there are now 24 Big Bad Breakfasts across the country.
Really? So what do you get at Big Bad Breakfast? And don't say breakfast, but like, I know you're not getting lunch and dinner necessarily, but like, is it a full scope buffet type breakfast, or is it just more of like college style, you know, get your hot breakfast quick?
It's more of a sit down breakfast place. It's your menu, sit down, get waited on.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I hadn't heard that has been, that those have been growing, and hopefully they're coming to an area near one of us or me, obviously in Oxford, meant here, like in central Mississippi. So this was kind of a surprise for Chef Currents, right? Did he know that the scholarship was happening in his name, or was it more like he didn't know how fast it was moving?
To my knowledge, he had zero awareness that it was going to happen. It was supposed to be a surprise, and I'm pretty sure it was. So we had.
I was like, "Are we supposed to keep it because the cat's out of the bag now?"
No. Okay. It's done and ready now. But we had a surprise event actually to recognize him, and Mayor Tannehill was there also and recognized him with a certificate of achievement. We had five chefs who own restaurants or have in the industry that came up working under him, all work the event and do their own twist on his famous dishes. So that's Kelly was one of them, Kelly English from Memphis, and then Fish Wesh Bot is the chef at Snack Bar and Big Bad in Oxford. And then Hunter Evans from here in Jackson has Elvie's and Mayflower Cafe now. Austin Sumrall has White Pillars in Biloxi, and then Pastry Chef, Austin Agent from Knoxville, Tennessee. They were all there doing their thing.
What were the menu items of Chef Currents? Were they trying to recreate with their own spin?
We had braised short rib. We had shrimp and grits. Had to have shrimp and grits when you talk about Chef Currents. And then we had some Austin's own spinoff on chocolate hotcakes, like devil's cake, I guess is what it's called.
All sounds delicious. All sounds like a really good time, but also sounds like a man who's definitely given back to his community, and it's great to be honored with a scholarship. So what was it? How did he take it? How did he take it when he heard now he's got a scholarship in his name?
He was floored. He was so happy. Really, he had absolutely zero clue it was going to happen. I don't think that it's ever even been mentioned. So, again, shout out to Kelly for bringing that and giving it to us and helping us get it.
So, now another silly question, Trey. Like, I know breakfast, but also I know how scholarships work, but not all scholarships work the same. Like, I know scholarships. So, how will this one work? Will it be annually? Will it be one student through 4 years? Like, how will the John Currents Scholarship in the Nutrition Hospitality Management Program at Ole Miss work going forward?
So another cool thing we wanted to do with the surprise is kind of leave it open to him to do the criteria on it. And we're in the processes of finishing that out. But what we're thinking is it's going to go to a different student each year and take care of them for that year. But that is subject to change on John's preferences, of course.
Well, it's his name on it. He should have a little say.
Yeah.
Say in the matter.
Absolutely.
So I know, like, over the last couple of years, especially through 2020 and all things that happened to restaurants in the industry, people may feel like that the hospitality industry, you know, it did take a big blow. So why is it still important, Trey, for us to invest back into students who are interested in hospitality, encourage students who are interested in hospitality, that there are still job opportunities and, you know, professional growth in that market still available, to keep looking into it and pursuing it as a career?
So 1 in 20 Mississippians end up working in the food and restaurant industry. So we will take great pride in our program and being able to educate and build up these leaders for that industry. And if you're looking for motivation, you can look no further than Hunter Evans here in town. He was a semifinalist for the James Beard Award last year for Best Chef in the South and a finalist this year.
Yeah, you don't have to look far in your corner of Mississippi to find chefs that are just up to good things. And I think, you know, when you look at local chefs, too, they're also pouring back into their communities. They're getting local things from farmers or from markets and bringing it in. They're supporting, you know, what's going on their main streets and sort of outside of that. So it makes sense that we should continue to sort of encourage that. But again, in hospitality and management, not everybody walks out a chef, right, Trey?
That's correct.
So what would be other specific interests if someone had, can you be a restaurateur and not know how to turn on the burner?
Yeah, absolutely you can. And that's kind of the other side of the nutrition and hospitality management department is you're working on that culinary side, but you're also working on that hospitality management side and learning how to run the ins and outs from a management standpoint, where you're not necessarily in the kitchen, but you're managing and directing in that way.
So for the kids who have waited tables or, you know, been in the back of the house or the front of the house and it's like, oh, you know what, I think I like the way this works, but I don't see myself cooking, there are still lots of opportunities in that field for folks to find fulfilling and busy careers, I would say, Trey.
Absolutely. Chef Currents, I don't believe, is in the kitchen as much anymore with all of his different ventures he's in, so he's kind of made his way out of it also. So he's more of a manager now as well.
So where can we go? I know it's just been released, and so folks listening, if they've got kids, all thinking about scholarships for 2025 and beyond, but where can we go to at least keep up with it or, you know, maybe find more information about the hospitality management program there at Ole Miss?
Yeah, so you can, if you're looking for information on the program, you can look at the Ole Miss School of Applied Sciences webpage. If you're looking to possibly contribute to the John Kern Scholarship, you can go to the Ole Miss Gives website and start typing in his name, and it should pop up with an allocation code for you. And then if you have any more questions in between, you can reach out to me directly.
And if you were going to eat at Big Bad Breakfast, what do you order, Trey?
I'm more of a classic guy. I'm just going to get the two eggs, biscuit, bacon. That's me.
That's okay. That sounds like a delicious breakfast as well. And do you know which restaurant of his in Oxford we can get a shrimp and grits? Because that sounded delicious.
City Grocery, Bouret.
See? All right. Good deal. All sounds good. All right. Well, I appreciate your time, Trey. And I hope folks go and check that out. And you'll have to let us know who the first recipient is. And maybe we can get them and Chef in to talk about.
Awesome.
Talk about that.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Y'all stick with us. We got more for you coming up next.
Becca Turner.
She looks healthy and sane.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner continues on Super Talk Mississippi.
Welcome back to Good Things, streaming live over at supertalk.fm, also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app. Of course, you can always find us, too, on that local Supertalk Mississippi radio station and always on your computer or mobile device over at Supertalk TV. You know I like my NASA, and you know I love great stories that's coming out of Stennis Space Center, and we got a good one for you today. They got a family there that's building a generational legacy. We got three generations that have worked at NASA, and joining us is Dad Lee and his son Noah, who are the second and the third generation who call NASA home in terms of employment. But it all started with Lee English Sr. So welcome, Lee and Noah.
Well, thank you.
It's so good to have you guys here. I think this is such a cool story. One, anytime you have that many generations just walking in the same professional path, I think it's really neat because there had to be a lot of influence, you know, over the years to get the other ones to choose that route. So, Mr. Lee, I'm going to start with you because obviously it was your dad who kind of kicked off things with NASA Stennis there in terms of employment. What was his role there at the Stennis Space Center?
Well, when we originally came here, they were just starting up the shuttle program for the engines, and he was the stand manager for A1, which is one of the three test stands. And then before he retired, he was the manager over all the testing for all the test stands out here.
So looking back over your childhood, was it just normal to see rockets in the background or having dad come home talking about cool space missions or, you know, just sort of thinking about space exploration as just kind of being a normal thing? Or did you realize dad had a really cool job?
Well, kind of both. I mean, I realized he had a really cool job, but I mean, it was just kind of common stuff. When they really started this up, it was pretty big business around the Picayune area. So we had a lot of people all came out here at the same time at the beginning of the program. So it was just kind of common. It was still kind of neat, but it was pretty common for us.
Because your family moved from California to Mississippi. How old were you, Lee, when your family made that transition?
I was about 9 years old. I have older brothers and sisters. I had two brothers that were in high school and a sister that was in junior high. So it was kind of a culture shock for them, but I loved it myself.
Well, and you obviously took to what your dad was doing. At what point did you get inspired to say, hey, I'm going to go in dad's footsteps, or maybe what's happening there at Stennis is pretty cool? I'd like to, you know, be a part of that.
Well, originally my intention was to kind of get out of Mississippi, but after spending some time in the military, I got to realize how much I wanted to get back here and kind of follow in the family thing and get back in. Try to get out here at Stennis Space Center somehow or another.
So do you do something similar to what your dad did, Lee, or are you in a different area there at the Space Center?
No, actually the building I'm calling you from right now is where he first started working at when we first moved out here. That's where me and my son Noah, we work on the A1 test stand where he originally was at.
That's really cool. Okay, Noah, did you grow up with your grandfather? Do you be able to know that your grandfather worked at NASA?
He was retired by the time I was coming up, but my dad was out here. So during family days they had out here, and when you could bring people out to watch all the tests, we used to come out here all the time when I was younger, and it was just always something special to see.
Do you have a cool memory, Noah, of growing up and maybe being there with your dad? And your, it would be really neat if your grandfather got to come back too for those family days to kind of see, you know, the fact that how much history's there and the neat stuff going on.
Oh, of course. It was just when I grew up, it wasn't quite as common, I would say, as when my father was growing up. So it was always special to like tell people what my family has done and just come out here and experience it. It was really special.
Now, you guys both get the pleasure of being there when they test the engines. I'm sure you have a role in that in some way. What was it like the first time, not being far removed, just sort of visualizing it, kind of being more on the grounds and getting to feel it and hear it and see it and be a part of it?
It was definitely a lot different knowing that, like, I was a part of it now as well, and it was almost like a family tradition. It was really cool to be able to say that I've been a part of the same thing that my grandfather and my dad have also been a part of for many, many years.
Any of y'all get to push the button to make the engine come on? That is my desperate dream, is to get to push the button.
They don't let us push the button.
They keep telling me that too, button. Mr. Lee.
Not the start button. We get to push other buttons, but not the start button.
Lee, did you try to talk Noah out of joining the family legacy? And I mean that jokingly. Or were you shocked when he wanted to go in your footsteps of you and your dad?
No, absolutely. Didn't try to stop him at all. I mean, this is a wonderful place. If you can find a good spot and find something you like to do, it's something you can do for your whole life. So it's a great place to be.
So explain to us, now do y'all both work in the same area? If not, you can just sort of describe the different areas, but kind of what does a day look like for you, Mr. Lee, there at Stennis Space Center? What are you doing on a daily basis?
Well, I'm on first shift and he's on second shift, but we are actually in the same building. I do electrical work. He does the mechanical side of it. So we interface a little bit, but as far as working side by side, it doesn't happen very often. I mean, it does happen, but not very often.
Now, Noah, you got a fourth generation lined up to work there at Stennis Space Center?
Not yet. We'll definitely have to see in the future. It's possible, but no plans of it right now, at least.
No breaking news for Mom or Grandpa in that way, but you never know, right? Right, Grandpa? Now you're the grandpa. Potential. One day. Sorry. Now it feels weird.
Oh, no. I've got other grandkids, but he's my youngest, so I have other grandkids also.
Was Lee Sr. around to see you and Noah both choose careers there at Stennis Space Center? Or would he have been pleased?
He knew about it. When Noah had started on, he was kind of going down a little bit. He was living in Utah. He was living in the VA hospital. But he was very excited when I told him about it. But he never had the opportunity to come out here and see us both working at the same time out here.
Well, I think it's cool. I think it's neat that you guys all do that. I still think it's cool that the Stennis Space Center is just a well-kept gem. There's what we try to talk about as much as we can here on Good Things. And if people are listening, they've got kids who are interested in STEM or interested in space, what do you tell them about? You don't have to be the astronaut to get into the neat stuff. There's so many different jobs and careers that you can do that can land you at the Stennis Space Center or another NASA facility.
Yeah, I mean, we have everything from scientists to people that mow. I mean, there's something for everybody out here. More education you have, the more money you make, but there's jobs for everybody.
Good deal. Well, I appreciate your time. Okay, Noah, when you get that fourth generation to come alongside, you call back and you let us know, okay?
We'll definitely have to set something up.
I appreciate y'all's time and kudos to your family.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Didn't mean to put the man on the spot there, but hey, that's me. That's what happens here on Good Things. But how cool is that? I wonder if any of you fell in line with what your family was doing. You can let us know, 601-879-4395. I think it's really cool, especially when you see like an ag, if you grew up with parents who ran farms and you're able to sort of pass that down. But then you see it in other acts of service. A lot of times military children will feel the call just as their parents did to go off and serve. And Rhino, I know your dad being a police officer, and your brothers didn't necessarily go that route. Did you ever think
once even tempted?
That's what I was just going to say. Did you ever think to yourself, like, man, that's what I was going to do when I grow up, or decide sort of not to? And I think that's cool either route, but usually our parents' professional experience influence us some which way or another. Just not everyone gets the uniqueness of calling Stennis Space Center their home for their professional career and to get to be around some really cool things as a kid and not necessarily recognize that, hey, not everybody's parents get to watch rockets be tested or get to see takeoffs or all the kind of testing that they do on the different platforms there. I still think it would be incredible to be able to be on the grounds when they push that button and feel the engine and see all the things. And that would make me want to do it.
The rain that comes with it.
And then, that would be.
It just makes this giant cloud. And then it rains.
And then you're like, wow. How did that happen? So you said no, never thought about being a cop?
No.
Sometimes you just know. That's just, that's not for me. Like, that's not, I know that is the route in which I am not going. My dad's a former Marine, and absolutely not. I would have lasted 0 days. I'd have made it a little further. But my mom was very afraid that I would have made it 0 days, which is possible. But we'll never know. That's not true, though. I still think, I think I'm 40 now. I don't know what the cutoff is. If not, it's like right now. Like, we're real close to that cutoff of me never being able to.
So you're saying if I get the Marines on the line?
Maybe so. Maybe, I'm having a midlife crisis. Why not just screw it all?
Be all that you can be.
Just go ahead and be all that I can be. All right, I do know I've missed the boat of being Miss Mississippi, but we've got your new one coming up next.
are the words. Please be true. In other words. In other words. I love you.
I'm a mom.
Upbeat. Positive and stories that make you smile. This is Good Things with Rebecca Turner on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
You've got your grand
to Good Things, streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app. You can always find us too on that local Supertalk Mississippi radio station, but don't forget to watch us. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Supertalk TV. Many of you watched the crowning of the new Miss Mississippi this past weekend, and she's joining us today. Your Miss Mississippi of 2024 is Miss Becky Williams. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me today.
Have you gotten any sleep, girl?
Oh, I caught up on all my rest yesterday. I got to take home my new car from Kirk Auto and brought it right back here to Purvis. And I got to sleep in my own bed for the first time. And let me tell you, it was so surreal getting to walk back into this house as Miss Mississippi and to share that feeling with my family was so beautiful.
Which I know the journey has been long for all the girls this past week or last week. So kind of sum it up for you. Obviously, you got the crown, so it ended up pretty well for you. But kind of looking back retrospectively, what was the whole week and the whole experience like for you in Vicksburg?
Really just incredible is the one word that I can say to describe it. Even throughout the stress of, you know, our walking pattern changing or just us realizing that the schedule was very different this year. We were jam-packed with service projects and different types of rehearsals, getting more time with our bells. The whole experience was incredible, getting to bond with these girls and recognize that any one of these ladies could have had this position that I'm in right now and have done it perfectly fine and done it well. But, you know, going through this competition with the stresses of, you know, recognizing on stage that so many eyes are on you and, you know, you're expected to be so polished and perfect, but also recognizing that the girls beside you are human, just like you, and that each and every one of us have our own stories to tell. It was just a beautiful experience to be a part of.
And one of the great things is every woman up there or every young lady has spent the last year or more developing their service platforms or their platforms. I'm not sure exactly the right wording for it now, Becky, mm-hmm. but the regardless is it's up to good in their communities. And I know that's a big piece of the puzzle that you will play over the next year is bringing awareness to yours. So share with us, what is your platform?
Yes, so we call it our community service initiatives, and mine is entitled Make a Move. My goal is to get Mississippi moving again. We're the second most unhealthy state in the nation, and I think it's time that we can change that because there are so many simple ways that we can make changes in our everyday lives to be healthier Mississippians. I love getting in the classrooms and sharing my school program, Boogie, with Becky, because as a lifelong dancer, that's just something that comes so natural to me is exercise through dance. And so ensuring that our students are getting in proper exercise so that their test scores can show how hard they're working and they can focus better in class is so important to me. But I also am so excited to get into corporate America and ensure that our adults are learning to stand for 5 minutes for every hour they're working, take those mental health walks instead of just sitting at your office for a break. There are just little changes we can make every single day. And as Miss Mississippi, I'm excited to take advantage of the social media presence that we have and ensure that not just Mississippi, but all of America can see those changes that we can make too.
I know it's been a whirlwind of a week, Becky, but it's going to be a whirlwind of a year for you as well. I'm mm-hmm. sure your schedule is already crazy and highlighted and circled and all the places that you're going. So what's first up for you? Obviously, you're joining us here on Good Things, and we appreciate that time. But what's first on the agenda for the new Miss Mississippi?
Yes, so this is actually my first official event, I guess you could say, my appearance, whatever you want to call it. But tomorrow I've got some interviews lined up. I'll be at Batson Children's Hospital tomorrow for a luau event with all of the patients. And I'll have a few more interviews in the afternoon. But yeah, I'm really excited to get to go to Miss Louisiana this weekend and see who gets to be my new sister in the Miss America class. But this week is definitely a whirlwind for sure.
So you will be gearing up, obviously serving our state over the next year, but also gearing up for the Miss America pageant. Remind us, like, when will that happen? Does the preparation start as of yesterday? or do you get a little bit of a break to enjoy and soak it in? Or is it right back to getting prepared for the Miss America pageant?
Yeah, so prep started yesterday. I got to meet with my business manager and my prep team, and we're so excited to get started. But when it comes to competition, we know that Miss America is going to be in January in Orlando. We're not sure exactly on the dates or the location, but we know that it's happening then and there.
Does anything actually change, Becky, in terms of like the way you guys approach that as you're going? Is it just more fine-tuning, making sure you're still up to date on all the headlines or things that need to be and experiencing it? Or is there specific things that you'll be trying to get better at or change coming mm-hmm. up then?
Yeah, so if I'm completely honest, when I went into this year, I was coming off of my last year as second runner-up to Miss Mississippi, and my mindset was completely different this year going into competition. Rather than just preparing for the role of Miss Mississippi, I've been preparing myself for the role of Miss America. So when it comes to prepping as Miss Mississippi for Miss America, my mindset is going to stay the same. I'm prepared for this job to represent this nation the best I can while being Miss Mississippi. And so I'm still going to be mock interviewing every few weeks. I'm still going to be going to all of these speaking engagements so that I can become the best speaker I can. And I'll be working out to be hashtag Miss America fit like we all strive to be every single day. And just ensuring that I'm being the best representative for not just the girls of Mississippi, but any little girl that looks up to me.
Well, we appreciate your time here on Good Things Girl. We'll be following you along on all your social platforms. We look forward to having you in the studio soon. And thank you for your time.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All righty, you guys stick with us. We got more for you up next. The Boys with Sports Talk from 3 to 6. Rhino and I will meet you right back here tomorrow at 2. But until then, I hope you all find time for the good things.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.